This is Al Simpson. Overly zealous groups who profess to be protecting animals from inhumane treatment never seem to see the benefits of these procedures. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, there is a serious misconception floating around that has been inspired by a highly vocal group of extreme self-proclaimed animal rights groups. These people protest that scientists are being inhumane and cruel to animals used in research and scientific experiments. That's not so. I'm sure some scientists would love to work exclusively with cultured cells and computer models, but new treatments must often be tested in animals. Experiments requiring the use of animals are carefully controlled, and strict guidelines for the most fair and humane treatment of animals is enforced. Without this use of animals, the medical field would not be near where it is today. In the technology of heart transplants, chemotherapy, AZT research, surely you don't object to that, Ted.
Al, animals and medical research provide a wealth of discoveries that could not possibly be achieved in other ways. Scientists use alternatives whenever possible, but often there are no substitute for animal testing. The challenge is to see that the animals are treated humanely and spared any pain. We need stronger regulations to prevent abuses and cruelty. Animals deserve protection because it's humane and because good research requires animals that are healthy and well-treated. Animal rights groups have been effective in achieving overdue safeguards. The vast majority are responsible citizens expressing honest concerns. They recognize the indispensable role of animals in research, and they deserve credit for insisting on treatment that's humane. A few members of these groups, however, choose to break into laboratories, destroy research records, and set animals free. Those tactics are irresponsible and counterproductive, Al. They set research back, and the goal of reform, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.